WGN. Now, let's get back to the Sunday paper.
Good morning, everybody. You might think about going outside today. People don't have transistor radio. I keep thinking, oh, take your transistor radio to the beach. But listen to WGN. It's really nice out. It is amazing to me. It is a continual amazement to me, the depth of writing talent in Chicago. Without the great Meg Ritter, I might not have come across a wonderful, funny, chilling, everything a book should be. It's called The Wish Club by Kim Strickland. Hi, Kim.
Hi.
Thanks for getting up.
Oh, thank you so much.
What's it like to have your... I mean, I've had so many first novelists on this show. It is a struggle. Some people think, and I know there are a lot of people out there, think, oh, I've got a really great story to tell. It would make a really great book and never do anything about it. What motivated you to sit down? It's such an accomplishment.
Thank you. Yeah.
Not just to write it, but to get it published.
Yeah.
What's the background here? When did you first start to write?
Oh, I've been writing since I was a little kid. I think I probably started at like 9 or 10. My first novel was completed at the age of 12.
Really?
Yeah, Sundance. Yeah, but it didn't go anywhere.
Is it really good? What was the name of it?
Sundance.
Really?
Yeah, it was about horse thieves.
Mine was at 6, and it was called Davy Crockett and the Indian Scout.
Ooh,
yeah.
I like that.
Unpublished. Still unpublished. Where are you from?
I'm from Chicago.
Where about?
Let's see, Fullerton and Pulaski, so Logan Square, and then we moved out to the burbs, Wooddale. Did most of my growing up out there.
Did you? A lot of kids. You know, one of the things about being young is that, and my friend Andrew Gippert's here, and he's written a book, too. We'll talk about that much later in the show. He's written one that's like a kind of published. That creative urge kind of gets continually stomped down.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh,
I mean, you can finger paint at 5, but don't ever do that again.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, isn't that fun? Kim is writing a little book. What did you decide to do with your career? Was it always in the back of your mind to be a writer?
Yes, absolutely. I absolutely had the desire to be a fiction writer stamped out of me early, just because I didn't want to starve to death, and that was a pretty good way to do it.
Yeah, that's not what you want to go tell your
right.
parents. What do you
right.
want to do, honey? I want to write fiction. That's great.
Yeah.
So what? How did you get distracted? Into what career?
Into aviation. I'm
a
pilot.
See, this is an amazing... A couple weeks ago, we hit on the firefighter novelist.
Really?
Yeah, who wrote Echoes. It's not the greatest title. It's called Echoes of Torment. But he had come fresh from the firehouse. And what amazes me about people like Kevin Helmold and you, it's very difficult with another career and another mm-hmm. job and a family
yeah.
to find the time to sit down and tell a story. It's beyond motivation. You're really following your passion, right?
Absolutely. Just completely driven. And I did most of my writing at night. I tried during the day, and too many distractions, and so I ended up writing
at night.
Well,
it's hard, because if you're flying, who do you fly for?
United.
You pilot for United.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very hard. Your pilot is busy now finishing before. Please relax. It's getting a little bouncy in here. What made you decide? Did you join any writers groups? Because the Wish Club involves a group of women who have a reading club. And as most of you know, reading clubs are, you know, let's have some wine, let's talk about how horrible our husbands, if the women, how horrible our husbands or wives are, and maybe we'll talk about the book. What were you in a writer's group or a reading club? Or because it's a very interesting, interesting kind of seed.
I'm in a book club, and that was part of the inspiration for this book. I was about, I don't know, 75 pages of rough draft into maybe like the second or third novel I'd started as an adult, and just absolutely stuck.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why am I stuck? Because I'm bored with what I'm writing. So I closed my laptop. I was at the Bourgeois Pig Cafe waiting for my kids to get out of preschool at Park West Co-op. And I closed my laptop, and I'm thinking, I'm bored. What am I interested in? And I said, witchcraft. I'm always... you know, the occult and all this kind of like psi phenomena. So, well, I can't write about it now. I got to go pick the kids up. I've got my book group tonight. And that was the connection between a book club and witchcraft. And I borrowed a sheet of paper from a guy sitting next to me in the cafe and literally scribbled out the whole outline and part of the first chapter for the book.
See, this is why J.K. Rowling wrote the first Harry Potter in a coffee store, too. One could only wish that the Wish Club could tell 1/10 of those books. Let's take a little break. We're sitting here with Kim Strickland, the author. Her first novel is called The five women, five dreams, and the and some not quite witchcraft. We'll be right back.
Come on, Cubby!
News Talk 720.
WGS.
Here's the lineup.
And here's the pitch.
Her ball swung on, hit high in the air into deep center. This ball's got a chance. Gone!
Wow.
That cleared the center field roof.
No.
Yes.
The Cubs wrap up the road trip this afternoon against the Arizona Diamondbacks. It all starts at 3:05. And Pat and Ron bring you the play-by-play on the voice of the Cubs.
News Talk 720. WGN.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built to last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-700-3115. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-700-3115. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-700-3115. That's 1-800-700-3115.
Used to be, Paul was just an average guy.
I work at a grocery store.
Ross Jardine changed that.
I just absorbed it like a sponge. The more I do it, the easier it gets. 15 minutes a day now. So simple.
Paul saw success very early with Ross Jardine's stock investor program.
I put in a put play, and I made a real quick $1,700.
What they say is actually true.
Even in the down market, I can make money. It's a beautiful thing.
Where does Paul go from here?
Oh, it's such a rush. I can make a living off doing this. This will replace my current job. I am going to own two homes within 5 years.
So what's Paul's advice?
Give this program a chance. It will work for you. Absolutely.
Hi, I'm Ross Jardine, and I've taught thousands of people how to make money in the stock market. Let me help you by sending you my free stock investing toolkit. In this kit, you'll get my latest DVD and my easy-to-use stock investor software.
Call now for your free DVD. 800-641-9066. 800-641-9066. 800-641-9066.
I want to make something of myself.
I want to succeed.
I was listening when opportunity knocked.
The National Guard recruiter helped me get where I wanted to go.
Now I'm working on Humvees as a mechanic in the National Guard.
The Guard is providing me with paid training. I'm getting the skills I need to become an engineer.
In the National Guard, I get money for college plus a steady paycheck.
I'm there for my family, my community, and my country. And the Guard is helping me with the skills I can apply as a civilian.
In the Guard, I train near my home so I can work full-time as a mechanic here in town.
I wanted to become a civil engineer, but I didn't know where to begin. Now the National Guard is helping make that a reality.
I'm the first one in my family to go to college. Feels great.
My family's so proud of me, and I'm proud to be a member of the National Guard.
Visit 1-800-GO-GUARD.com or call 1-800-GO-GUARD and ask how you can get the education and job skills you need in the National Guard.
Sponsored by the Illinois National Guard, aired by the Illinois Broadcasters Association and this station.
Now you can own serene waterfront property minutes from Wisconsin Dells. Home sites in this new waterfront community start at only $59.9. With 10 miles of boating and fishing out your back door and the Dells only minutes away, Buffalo Ridge offers endless adventure. Save up to $10,000 at the VIP event Saturday, September 1st. Call McKeel Land Company at 877-YES-LAKE. That's 877-YES-LAKE.
DanWolf.com has a great selection of new Chevrolets during the grand opening of Dan Wolf Chevrolet of Naperville. Hurry in to Dan Wolf Chevrolet of Naperville. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
It's tough to beat the heat when you mistreat your feet. Stop into Waxberg's Walk Shop in Niles and step in some very cool summer styles and values. Waxberg's recently has remodeled and enlarged its store to offer more brands than ever before. And that's a thought. They must have every brand in the world. A sensational selection of fashion comfort shoes. From narrows to double extra wides, Waxberg's always has your size in stock. Wexford's also carries great products that fit into your shoes for support and comfort. But what really makes Wexford stand above the rest is the staff. Wexford's has been fitting their customers with the world's most comfortable shoes since 1919. Now, that's got to tell you a great deal. They've been in business since 1919. Your feet have a particular shape and structure that's unique to you. Wexford's 5 certified podorthists. That's what I need to meet. I need to meet a podorthist. A podorthist novelist. That's what I'm looking to meet. They'll ask you about your feet, listen to your concerns, and put you into shoes that will fit you perfectly. Wexburg's Walk Shop is in Niles. It's very close to a lot of places. It's 7013 West Dempster between Harlem and Waukegan. See Wexburg's for the North Shore's largest selection of fashion comfort shoes. If Wexburg's can't fit you, nobody can. We are spending this half hour with Kim Strickland, the author of The Wish Club, her first novel that had to do with five women, five very specific dreams, and witchcraft. To have a husband and kids is tough for a novelist. Many, you know, I don't know, I remember how many wives Hemingway had, but it's not easy. You must get incredible support. Kim Kisner is also an airline pilot. She flies for United. She's the mother of how many kids?
Two boys.
Two boys. How old are they?
They're twins. They're 10.
10.
Yeah.
It probably makes it easier if they're twins.
Yeah.
Or more difficult. Well, and what's your husband do?
He is an IT manager. He works for UBS Bank.
What do they think of this?
They're really happy for me, and they have been my rocks, just absolute support for me. And my husband especially has just been terrific in all of this. So.
What was it like when you finally saw The Wish Club in book form?
Oh, it was that moment that you just, you know, it came in the mail and opened it up and just, you know,
start screaming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just, yeah, absolutely. Like, finally.
How hard was it to get it published?
Oh, it took years.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. It took writing the book and a couple drafts, about 2 years, not writing every day, but, you know, getting it out there. It took me a year to get an agent. And then I've been with my agent for like 3.5 years now, but she shopped it 3 separate times. So much rejection, so many rejection letters. And
well, that's, I mean, that's something that people don't realize, because you do hear, you know, well, J.K. Rowling, well, I should go write a children's book. Or, well, John Grisham, well, he got, like, makes $1 million. It is, you have to really persevere in this business at every stage. You have to persevere to finish the book.
Mm-hmm.
You have to persevere to find an agent. Then you have to persevere through those. I don't know any writer who has not gotten rejection slips. And I remember years ago, Jerzy Kosinski, who's won many awards, his first book was called The Painted Bird. And someone at Experiment retyped the book and sent it.
I heard.
Remember
that.
This?
Yeah.
Sent it to like 6. He got 80 rejections on a book that had won, I think, the National Book Award and was a huge bestseller.
Uh-huh.
It's really precarious out there. You also get help from such people as Rick Kemper.
Yes.
Rick, who was a guest, you know, who's also written a book a couple weeks ago on the show. How do you know Rick?
Rick and I worked at our college radio station, WPGU, together down in Champaign-Urbana about 25 years ago, if I may date myself. And unbeknownst to either one of us, we were both closet writers. And we didn't really come out of that particular closet until maybe like 10 years ago. We both admitted we were working on novels.
That's great. Rick's novel, Severance, is really good. You know, it's all about writing, in many cases, writing what you know. And the inspiration for Wish Club came from a book club you were in and a fascination with witchcraft.
Right.
Let's talk about these five women. Let's talk about what had. They're just, you know, seemingly ordinary, nice women who...
Who have
a book club and something. Hey, what happens?
Well, they read a witchy book, The Kitchen Witches, for their Halloween meeting. And the power goes out because of a terrible storm. We're all pretty familiar with terrible storms here in Chicago.
Yes, recently. This book is as topical as it gets, ladies and gentlemen,
So the power goes out. So instead of venturing out into the thunderstorm, they sit around and drink more wine. And then they make a joke about, hey, why don't we cast a spell from the book like the ladies in our book did about stopping the rain? And they're just tipsy enough saying, hey, let's try this. And they do, and the rain stops immediately, which lets them start thinking that, hey, maybe we can really do this. And they try it again to heal a cat, and the cat heals. So now they're off and running with witchcraft. And, of course, they go off and try to make all their wildest dreams come true. And they're doing pretty well at it until, of course, they're not. So
yeah,
things start
yeah.
to backfire on them.
It's got, I mean, it's got unbelievable movie potential. I know it's foolhardy for any author to think.
My husband has already picked out the cast for the
really?
for the ladies.
Like Mosley and I casting everybody Paige.
Yeah, he went a lot younger with the actresses than I would have liked. But
well, he wants like the new Brett. Well, let's do like Lindsay Lohan. Why don't you get all those like weird dysfunctional?
I'm with like Sandra
you
Bullock.
You cannot
and
be in this movie. You cannot be in the movie of the Wish Club unless you've done prison time. Any nibbles on that end?
Yeah, a few nibbles, some interest. My agent said she's had a few people asking about the movie rights, and then I have a friend who's a screenwriter out in Hollywood who's kind of been pitching a little bit to people that he's talked to and getting real good interest, but so far, you know, no big deal.
What are your pilot? Kim Strickland flies jets for United Airlines. Did you keep this? Kevin Helmo said that he, for a little while, had to keep this his writing secret from his firefighter pal. What do your colleagues, your pilot colleagues, think this?
They think it's really cool. You know, things at United weren't going so great for a while there. I don't know if you remember that famous "We shall perish" comment, but yeah, I was typing my fingers to the bone, and a lot of people have things going on the side, so they're all, I think they're proud of me. They're happy for me.
Getting your first novel published after the scream when the book arrives, it must really empower you about your work and about, you know, perhaps not making a life as a novelist, but certainly continuing to write novels. Did it?
Oh, absolutely. It is such a validation after all that rejection to just see it in print and see to go into a bookstore. That, for me, I get so overwhelmed. I walk into a store and I see my book on the shelf. It's just, wow, really cool.
I'll never forget when an old book you can't buy, Dr. Nightlife Chicago, came out at the same time my friend Zay Smith's and Pam Zekman's book about the Mirage came out. We wouldn't just walk into bookstores and look at the book and be, but we would take them and put them in front of every other book. Now, do you do that?
I guess this would be on the record. Yeah,
sure,
of course I have. Yeah, and I have my friends out there doing it too.
It'd be great. You know, if someone comes and arrests you, that would be publicity.
Hey, any publicity is good publicity, right?
How has it been? You've gotten great reviews. Publishers Weekly, for instance, says Strickland, who pilots. You see, this is an interesting hook. This is not why you're on the show or why Kevin was, but it's interesting to me the hooks that other people mm-hmm. use. You know, the fact that you pilot a jet for a living is. Mm-hmm. I suppose intrigues people who aren't interested in reading the book. Strickland, who pilots a Boeing 767 for a living, gives her five passengers a naivete of witchcraft and strength of character that charms. So I guess it's a way to use, to pun.
Oh, yeah. I thought that was one of the best written reviews that I was like, I read that sentence and went, wow, these people are pros over at Publishers Weekly. That was cool.
Before I let you go back mm-hmm. to your family, your two little boys and your mm-hmm. lovely husband, and you're going to see Rick Kempfer today.
Yeah.
Rick's book, again, is called Severance. For those of you who are meaty junkies, it will satisfy your every need about
it's hilarious.
How this stupid business works. And Rick's a really good guy. I've known him since he was, and he was friends with Tim Weigel. He used to produce, you know, Vicky Truax and John Landeck. And give my best.
Right? I will, for sure.
You're obviously working on another book, are you not?
Yes, I am.
You don't have to say anything about it.
Is no, that's okay.
Any of these same characters?
No.
These are some good characters in here.
I would love to do a sequel of Wish Club at some point.
Yeah.
I don't want to make it my next book. My next book is a little more historical fiction with a part in the past and a part in the present. And I was kind of struggling with the part in the past until I went back to Chicago as my foundation. I love this city. And it's going to be about the Eastland disaster. I don't think there's been any fictionalized stories about it. So, and it's a fascinating story, if you know the history of that.
It's an incredible story. One of the great footnotes to that whole story is that somebody overslept and didn't make the boat. That somebody was George Halas. There would be no Rex Grossman without George Halas.
Yeah.
And that's a wonderful idea. I hope you're able to pull that off.
I hope so, too.
Kim Strickland, airplane pilot, novelist, great friend of Meg Ritter's. Meg, thank you
for
facilitating this whole thing. Kim, it's great to meet you and continued
great
success.
Thank you so much.
Take care. We'll take a little commercial break and be right back.
Stop dreaming about your dream bed and start dreaming in it. This Labor Day, stop into any Select Comfort store and build the bed of your dreams. As always, Sleep Number beds adjust to your ideal comfort level and take you into more deep restorative sleep, all at the touch of a button. Now we've created a whole new generation of beds with innovative multi-layer comfort materials that not only feel luxurious, but also are designed to help regulate your temperature as you sleep. We've also added high thread count luxury sheets and accessories made from the same innovative materials as our beds, pillows that fit your perfect sleep position, as well as dual weight comforters, all so you can further customize your sleep. So this Labor Day, customize your dream bed with Select Comfort, where we celebrate sleep. Now until September 3rd, you can get dream savings while you build your dream bed at Select Comfort. 24-month financing and $250 savings on selected bed sets during our Labor Day sale. See store for details.
Find us in Orland Square, Yorktown Shopping Center, Golf Mill Shopping Center, Northbrook Court, Woodfield Mall, Southlake, and Lewis Joliet.
Are you ready to be your own boss? Have you been thinking about starting your own business? If so, you probably know that owning a franchise is one of the best ways to achieve the success you're dreaming of. But what you may not know is how to find the perfect franchise opportunity for you. Well, now, with just one free phone call, you can get connected to the very best franchise opportunities out there. We're Franchise Revenue Systems. Our only mission is connecting you with the franchise opportunities that best meet your passion and financial resources. No matter how big or how small you want to start, you can find the perfect franchise opportunity. One that will let you do what you love and be really successful doing it. And now you can find it for free. So why wait? Get connected with the very best franchise opportunities today. Call 1-800-900-1895 now. And we'll also send you a free guide revealing the top secrets to starting a franchise. 1-800-900-1895. That's 1-800-900-1895.
We're here with the world's smartest person. A listener writes, if you're so smart, what is your IQ?
Well, it's something I don't often boast about, but now that you've asked, it's $199.
Wow, $199. You are smart.
Yes, I am. And $199 just happens to be the monthly lease payment for 24 months on a new 08 Hyundai Sonata GLS.
Any other numbers you want to throw out?
As a matter of fact, how about $259 per month for 24 months when you lease a new 07 Santa Fe GLS?
Wow.
And you don't have to be the world's smartest person to know that the smartest summer sales event clearance, the big dust sales event at your Hyundai dealer, is a very smart move.
It's obvious, a no-brainer. The same great cars for even less money and America's best warranty.
I couldn't have said it better. Well, maybe I'd have.
It's the final days of Hyundai's smartest summer sales event clearance, now through September 4th.
Hyundai, smart move.
Log on HyundaiUSA.com. Santa Fe GLS lease $259 per month for 24 months, $19.99 due at lease signing. Sonata GLS lease $199 per month, 24 months, $14.99 due at signing. Amount at lease signing includes first payment and zero security deposit plus title, tax, license, and dock fee. Available to qualified buyers through Hyundai Motor Finance. For complete details, call 800-564-1560.
You think you know what your Chicago Public Library card can do? Sure, you know it gives you free access to millions of books and research help. But did you know you can also use it to reserve time on more than 1,000 internet computers at the 79 locations throughout the city? Cost you nothing. Free. And it gives you free access to 13 Chicago museums. Isn't that enough for you to get a library card? But did you also know that your library card gives you free online access to many national newspapers and magazines? You can even go back, as Bob Ferguson and I do all the time, even when you couldn't do it with a library card. You can go back and get articles from the Tribune from as far back as 1849. Are you aware that with your Chicago Public Library card, you can download audiobooks from home, work, or your office and listen to them on your MP3 player for free? Did you know your card will let you bring home the latest movies on DVD again for free? And that, all of that, is just the beginning. To find out what your library card is worth to you, visit www.chicagopubliclibrary.org or call 312-747-4050 today. At 8 o'clock in the studio, two of the greatest performers in the history of Chicago and two incredibly nice people and dear friends, Jamie O'Reilly and Michael Smith. So please stay tuned. You're listening to the Voice of Chicago News Talk 720 WGN Chicago Tribune Broadcasting Station. It's 8 o'clock in a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful Sunday morning, and here with the news is Rahart.
Clear sky, 61 degrees officially in Chicago. Good morning. 41,000 ComEd customers are still without power across the Chicago area. ComEd Vice President Terry Donnelly won't give a time when the lights will be back on, but he says some places do get priority.
Hospitals, senior centers, police stations. We've added lift and pumping stations because of the flooding. to make sure those are restored.
800 crews will be working 16-hour shifts until everyone is back online. Once those crews assess the damage, ComEd hopes to tell customers by night when their area will get their power restored. People who live in southwest suburban Oak Lawn will be getting a visit this afternoon by members of a clergy abuse victim support group. That story from WGN's Christopher Michael.
The group will be telling residents of the area that Reverend Donald McGuire is living in their town. McGuire is free on bond pending the appeal of a Wisconsin conviction on child abuse charges from the 1960s. In addition, there are allegations of abuse from a man who's now 21 who claims McGuire assaulted him several times between 1999 and 2003. The Survive Network of those abused by priests say that few of McGuire's neighbors know of his earlier conviction. The group also says that Jesuit officials knew of the most recent allegations against McGuire, but did not report them until the latest lawsuit was filed. Christopher Michael, News Talk 720, WGN.
New state law says dentists in Illinois have to meet stricter education and training requirements before sedating patients. That law was signed by Governor Blagojevich. It's a response to the death of 5-year-old Diamond Brownridge last year. She died after a routine procedure at a dentist's office in Chicago. The patient fell into a coma while under deep sedation. Two men from Chicago are in custody today after a carjacking in Elgin led to a manhunt by air and ground. One of the men was arrested in a cornfield a short time after the carjacking, and the other was arrested after a later ground and helicopter search. This week marks the 2-year anniversary of Hurricane Katrina. The rebuilding process has been criticized as being too slow, making it a hot-button issue for Democratic and Republican presidential candidates traveling to New Orleans. ABC's Dan Harris is there, and he has more.
Democratic presidential candidate Barack Obama will be speaking at a church in New Orleans this morning, laying out his plans for rebuilding or speeding the rebuilding of this still struggling city. The second anniversary is proving to be something of a magnet for presidential candidates, with no fewer than 5 of them from both parties coming this week.
That's ABC's Dan Harris. Last hopes for a miracle in the search for 6 workers trapped in a Utah mine for nearly 3 weeks may have been extinguished. According to the Salt Lake Tribune, a drill that penetrated the mine through a 6th borehole showed the tunnel where the men were last known to have been working was filled with rubble. The discovery makes it even more unlikely that the men found refuge after the cave-in or even that their bodies will ever be found. Greece has declared a national emergency in the battle over some 200 wildfires that have engulfed thousands of acres, killed dozens of people. ABC's John Cooley in Athens reports the air in the capital city has been impacted.
There are actually ashes falling on parts of Athens, including our suburb here. Top of my car was covered with them this morning. And the Acropolis also has had its share of fire dust and ashes of various sorts. The atmosphere is very bad, and the government's telling older people and people with lung problems to stay indoors.
That's ABC's John Cooley in Athens. Traffic, sports, and weather coming up next. WGN News Time is 8:04.
Do you know why you get spider veins? Because tiny capillaries under the skin rupture. It's true. Blood seeps out, leaving a bruised, spider-like pattern at the skin's surface. But now you can diminish unsightly spider veins with a clinical breakthrough called Nuvaprint HD. Get a free bottle by calling today. Nuvaprint HD's active ingredients are clinically proven to help strengthen blood vessels and support elasticity and circulation. Spider veins virtually disappear from view. Call now for your free bottle and see the difference. 1-800-900-0146. Nuvaprint HD helps diminish spider veins quickly without painful injections or costly surgery. Over 500 million doses of the active ingredients were prescribed in Europe last year alone. Finally, Nuvaprint HD is available in the U.S. without a prescription. Try it before you buy it. Start erasing the visible appearance of unattractive blue veins by calling for your free bottle of Nuvaprint HD now. Call 1-800-900-0146. 1-800-900-0146.
8:05 WGN Sports. The pitching showed up, but the offense took the night off in Arizona. The Cubs lose to the Diamondbacks 3-1. Ted Lilly pitched 6 innings of 4-hit balls, striking out 8, but a 2-run homer from Connor Jackson put the D-backs up for good. The lone Cubs run was driven in by Aramis Ramirez.
Stretch, and now the 0-1. Ramirez lines up.